The Philadelphia-based chamber group, Dolce Suono, continues to explore historical connections while pushing its art form into the future. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, Dolce Suono founder, Mimi Stillman, believes that music is an integral part of life.
In 2005, Stillman founded Dolce Suono, which she likens to a repertory company.
We kind of form into different ensemble configurations depending on the repertoire we're playing. One of our main ensembles is the trio of flute, cello, and piano with Yumi Kendall and Charlie Abramovic. We do music with flute, strings, and harp. We've been commissioning works for Pierrot Ensemble, which is a mixed grouping of flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano, and percussion.
To Stillman, who is also a music historian, music is more than notes and dynamic notations, however beautifully or provocatively arranged. It reflects a history, and history informs her performance.
I think it's part of an approach to the world. Not seeing every piece of music or every composer, even every musical style in a vacuum. It's part of this rich tapestry of music, visual art, culture, the world of ideas.
This year, Stillman and her ensemble are exploring the music of Debussy.
It always enhances our performance to be approaching music from the most micro, what am I going to do with that note or that phrase, to the most grand, sweeping, what is the context of Debussy, and what do we want to say about that?
Stillman herself is in the midst of her year-long commitment to play Debussy's short piece, Syrinx, each day in different circumstances and venues, which she documents online.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.